Okay, this is your music.
Welcome to Sound It Out. Hi, this is Rachel Elliott. Welcome to Sound It Out.
Here at the University of Guelph, we are approaching the very end of the fall semester, which also means that the holiday season is almost upon us. This puts many of us sort of right at the hinge of a very stressful and overwhelming time. This is a symptom of the season, and it is why we need to have a festival of lights coming up right around the corner. Really, the days will soon be as short as they will ever be all year, and we will desperately need those sparkling ornaments and candlelit sing-alongs to get through it. So for now, when we are all frazzled and out of sorts, I'm going to try to give you an early present, which is this week's episode of Sound It Out. Sound It Out is produced in conjunction with the International Institute for Critical Studies and Improvisation, ICI. Here we explore the idea that music is one of the key ways in which human beings communicate with each other, and that the openness and attentiveness that improvised music in particular requires fosters capacities for listening and the creation of new forms of shared meanings. And maybe in an ideal world, this could be a model for inclusive democratic forms of relationship between us. To find out more, go to improvcommunity.ca or follow us on Twitter at improvcommunity. This week on Sound It Out, we have something of a special guest producer, Jen Reimer. Jen Reimer is a sound artist and performer based in Montreal with a Bachelor of Music in Composition and Performance from the University of Alberta and a graduate diploma in Advanced Music Performance Studies from Concordia University. She's been the artist in residence at a variety of residencies around the world and is really an incredible performer. I've seen her a number of times. And lucky for us, she's agreed to make a monologue, a creative narrative about her work for our show. We're going to be listening to that, but first we're going to hear some recordings from live performances that she made with her frequent collaborator, Max Stein. The first of these is a recording of a live performance in a former cistern at Mai d'Água in Lisboa. And the second of these is recorded in an old chimney at Skagastrand, Iceland. You can find these recordings on their Bandcamp page if you look up Jen Reimer and Max Stein. And I would really recommend that you do go download them, put them on your headphones, and go for a snowshoe or go cross-country skiing. It would be an incredible experience. But in between these recordings, you'll hear a monologue by Jen Reimer about the nature of site-specific performance, the oral phenomenology of abandoned buildings, and the event of sound and spirit that happens there while she plays her French horn.
I am a sound artist and musician based in Montreal. Since 2008, I've collaborated with Max Stein, a sound artist and creator of the Montreal Sound Map. We create immersive, site-specific performances and installations in challenging urban environments. When searching for a location, we look for places that tell a story. Through their essence, functionality, activity, predictability, or unpredictability. We ask ourselves, how can we create a piece that blends with the environment? How can we enhance the viewer's experience of the space? How can we create music that is embodying? In our approach to site-specific performance, the space itself inspires the musical score. Its unpredictable environment drives the script of the performance. Max and I search for spaces that carry dynamic sounds, such as nature sounds, ventilation, trains, bicycles, subways, and cars, as these sounds become the foundation for our musical composition. The harmonic and rhythmic structures of our compositions are based on the frequencies and sonic activity present in the spaces that we're working in. In addition to our ears, we use field recorders and software to help discover tones and rhythms otherwise unnoticed in the space. During our performances, we combine field recordings with these harmonies and rhythms in order to create a musical counterpoint to the existing soundscape. The harmonies are played live by the French horn in combination with the pre-recorded composition. The sound is spatialized through the careful placement of speakers, creating a realistic movement of sound throughout the space. Resonant frequencies and low subtones reverberate in the space. The result is a mix of acoustic horn, processed horn, field recordings, ambient sound, and the inherent soundscape, immersing the viewer's body in the sound environment. Our performance setup is premeditated. However, we can never quite predict how the events will unfold. We prepare our composition and our instruments, horn and laptop. Our equipment needs vary depending on the location. Power generator, sound card, speakers. Our performances usually last approximately 10 to 15 minutes, partly due to the challenges and restrictions of the spaces we choose, but also, we find we can communicate our work within this time frame. I started out as a horn player and orchestral musician studying at the University of Alberta. When I moved to Montreal in 2008, I didn't have anywhere to practice, and the only way I would practice is if I were in a resonant space. I always preferred these locations because I connected to the music on a more visceral level. The space itself was an extension of my instrument. I used to go out at midnight and look for parking garages, stairwells, and metro stations that had this acoustic environment. My favorite space at the time was the rotunda at Metro Square Victoria. The 10-second reverberation was perfect for the type of music I was playing at the time, which was Bach Cello Suite 5 transcribed for the horn. I would record myself playing the music, and I became inspired by the combination of the music superimposed with the sounds occurring in the space.
Attention, un salut de roue actionné pose un ralentissement de service sur la ligne orange en
Max was coincidentally recording these sounds at the Rotunda for a class project. After realizing we shared an interest in the space, we began collaborating on a composition that melded field recordings with horn. The performance ended up being a mix of field recordings, looped horn, mixed with the soundscape. This was the beginning of our long-standing collaboration. Since then, we have performed in abandoned buildings, abandoned tunnels, high traffic viaducts, a cistern, and in many other spaces in Canada and abroad. Some of these locations are in our neighborhood, and we walk through them every day, so we really get a sense for the place. And other more abandoned, remote locations we find by word of mouth, or by simply walking past and discovering it. We use a similar approach for each space, field recording, finding harmonies and rhythms, and then create the composition using this material. Each location has this inherent soundscape and a tonality in a sense. In most locations we worked in, the 60 Hz electrical hum is always present. Therefore, the hum is always present in our music. We use the harmonic spectrum of the hum to create harmonies in our compositions. In June of 2012, for the Siwoni Peripopolo Festival, we created a performance in a 250-meter-long viaduct connecting St. Urbain and Van Horn. The soundscape of the underpass is quite loud, consisting of cars, buses, trucks, and trains overhead, all of these sounds reverberating within the concrete walls of the space. The soundscape is more aggressive during the day, and so we chose to perform there at midnight when the lights were dim and the traffic was more sparse. We set up for the performance 1 hour in advance, placing a gasoline generator above the underpass near the train tracks, and four large speakers and one sub on the pedestrian walkway. The underpass performance ran approximately 10 minutes. The audience lined the bike path and the performance took place on the pedestrian walkway. The traffic ran between us. The piece contained bellowing drones from the horn and field recordings processed through the speakers spanning the length of the tunnel. Low subtones rumbled in the space. Pre-recorded sounds such as bikes, cars, and trains mixed with the passing vehicles in real time. The vehicles became instruments in the music. Composition mixed with the cars, trains, and bicycles passing through to create a meditative, calming, and spiritual experience for the onlookers. recorded this performance with binaural microphones and independently released it on vinyl. Our record release was held at the very same space in June 2013 for the Sloan Prairie Popular Festival. Our next performance was presented in collaboration with HTML's Festival and Generator Montreal. Generator Montreal is an artist-run space started by Gambletron, an experimental sound artist, and myself. The organization is dedicated to creating dynamic site-specific performance events around the city of Montreal. This particular performance was the first in the series. The event began at Sherbrooke Metro as a radio transmission performance, where the audience met Gambletron with portable radios and she led everyone on a sonic field trip towards the Wellington Tunnel in Griffintown, where our performance took place. The Wellington Tunnels were built in the 1930s as a passage underneath the Lachine Canal in Montreal. The tunnels were closed for security reasons and abandoned in 1994. The concrete tunnels are 200 meters in length. When I first entered the tunnel, the natural light through the metal entrance gate only lasted for 10 meters before plunging into complete darkness. The temperature dropped incrementally as I neared the end of the tunnel. From inside the tunnel, you could hear the quiet resonance of cars driving overhead, mixed with dripping water from the canal leaking through the ceiling. After two or three visits to the tunnel, it was clear we needed to add a light component to the composition. Our initial idea was that the sound and light would guide the audience through the tunnel and encourage exploration. We collaborated with new media artist Adam Basanta, who works with light as a medium. We created a performance for horn, field recordings, and 12 sound-responsive incandescent light bulbs. The light bulbs spanned the length of the tunnel, lining the ceiling from the entrance to the back of the tunnel where we were situated. Here's a quote from Kara Keith, a friend, collaborator, and onlooker of the performance. Entering the Wellington Tunnel on a cold and damp November night in Montreal was like entering a 15th century dungeon in the bowels of the city's deepest and darkest fears. I don't know how long the actual piece was, because once the horn and drones began, all sense of time disappeared, and with it, so did all sense of comfort and familiarity. The site for this performance was a macabre script, and we were being placed on stage without lights or heat or any direction. As we waited, not knowing what was going to happen, standing in the cold under the stark and sporadic flickering lights which lined the ceiling, I was forced to deal with my fears, which seemed to not only surface from deep down within, but also brought to the darkness, and therefore the light, fears from a collective and faraway time. I could imagine this is what a medieval castle would feel like in some out-of-the-way forgotten wing. But as the sound of the composition progressed, so did my connectivity to a more spiritual place within. This was not a dungeon of torture, but one of ecstasy and transcendence, a complete liberation from the torture of time-conscious reality. In the end, it was ironic, tragic, and profoundly beautiful that which was frightening in the beginning, the tunnel, the internal self, became the cavern for transcendence of all internal space, and I was inspired to question if and where time and space even existed. What would be a frightening thought into the unknown became an ecstatic experience into something much, much more, and I emerged a changed person.
That was so beautiful. We're going to finish this episode of Sound It Out with a little reading from a book called The Poetics of Space by Gaston Bachelard. In this activity of poetic spatiality that goes from deep intimacy to infinite extent, united in an identical expansion, one feels grandeur welling up. As Rilke said, through every human being, unique space, intimate space, opens up to the world. Here, space seems to the poet to be the subject of the verbs to open up or to grow. And whenever space is of value, there is no greater value than intimacy, it has magnifying properties. Valorized space is a verb, and never, either inside or outside us, is grandeur an object. To give an object poetic space is to give it more space than it has objectively. Or, better still, it is following the expansion of its intimate space. For the sake of homogeneity, I shall recall how Joy Busquet expressed the intimate space of a tree. Space is nowhere. Space is inside it like honey in a hive. In the realm of images, honey in a hive does not conform to the elementary dialectics of contained and container. Metaphorical honey will not be shut up, and here, in the intimate space of a tree, honey is anything but a form of marrow. It is the honey of the tree that will give perfume to the flower. It is also the inner sun of the tree. And the dreamer who dreams of honey knows that it is a force that concentrates and radiates by turns. If the interior space of a tree is a form of honey, it gives the tree expansion of infinite things.
Recycling bins, I knew watermelon vine, all of it was mine. And everything I saw seemed to get so small, like from a speeding car, old familiar parts. I made hard wheat bread, rhubarb berry fool, and I gave it all to you. I crumbled all my clothes to the floor, I threw them. My rotten suffered fence, my sagging hard-row line, all of it is mine, all of it is mine. My screaming at night in the muddy streetlight shine, see the hulking round skyline, and all of it is mine, all of it is mine. And all the while I shrunk, I pulled my clothes around like my body I could drown. Dug up shattered glass and forgotten plastic trucks, coiled feet twine, all of it is mine. My buckling plaster walls, cark snick and wind, all of it is mine. And everything I knew, I seemed to see right through, like cheap cotton skirts, like the man who was confused. All these things I knew.
So that is from The Weather Station from 2011. It's called Everything I Saw. Well, that's about all the time that we have for today on Sound It Out. If you want to find out more about the International Institute for Critical Studies and Improvisation, then go to improvcommunity.ca. I'd just like to apologize to everyone for the poor quality of the microphone I've been using. It's the best I can do under the circumstances. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday. I'll see you after the break. Bye. I'm going to go to the hospital.